I have been to Singapore at secondary school, and that time I have a exchange with the Singapore people, and because Singapore people they only speak English, so I need to also speak English to communicate with them. And I think it is a special language learning experience because I always speak wrong English, but they still very friendly and try their best to understand my English. And for this experience, I find that my English is not quite good, but I think it's not something bad because if you speak English, it is people can easily understand your English. And this is no matter for the grammar errors or you have some pronunciation mistake because they can also understand what you are talking about. The communication is more important than the correctness of the English.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
I seldom read English book, but at secondary school, because I need to prepare my DSE examinations, and at that time, the school forced me to read a lot of English book, and I read about almost 10 English story book. And at that time, I need to mark down the new vocabulary that I learned from the English book, but I think it is not efficient, and although I have marked down English vocabulary and then I rewrite it many times, but I can't still remember the English word. So I think this is not quite useful for me to learn new English vocabulary. Yes.
Do you have any favorite story or favorite book?
Not really, because I don't love reading English book, and I think the vocabulary in English book is really difficult to understand. Every time I have the vocabulary that I don't know, I need to check the dictionary, and it is really annoying, so I don't like reading English book.
Do you think English will be important in your future?
Yes, it is of course really important for your career and so on and so forth, because now I have a part-time job in Disney, and many of the customer they are speaking English, and I think it is really hard to communicate with them. For the mainland people, I can use Putonghua, Mandarin, but for English, I cannot. So I always pass the customer to my managers, and then I just let it go.